Welcome to the show.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Oxygen presentation. My name is Tillman Bay, Jr. I'm the executive of the Oxygen
Line. Hello, and welcome to the show. This is Madeline Bass, your host of So Real with Madeline, where we're keeping it real daily, creating greater lifestyles by changing our status and raising our standards. So glad that you could join us. Welcome back. It's been a while, you guys, but it's been a journey, I tell you. It's been a couple of months since we've done a live show on our blog. We've been on Facebook. We've been trying to build our YouTube. So we're just starting some new adventures, moving towards bigger and greater, and wanting to make sure that we're available to everybody. So today, we're going to just talk a little bit about, it's the new quarter, and is it heads or tails? I know the new quarter, the fourth quarter of the year, is right around the corner. October is the beginning of the last quarter of the year. So is your head in the game, or is your head in the ground and your tail is up in the air? Are you heads or tails? Which one is it? So we're going to begin with branding. You guys, it's really something that we need to stay focused on, and that's building your brand, who you are in your business, and what it is that your goal that you're looking to grow and to be, to do. And we just get excited about individuals wanting to be better. I know I love growing and I love learning, and I am just excited about sharing with people to move to your next. Don't be afraid to move to your next. Be empowered and be encouraged. So let's talk about it. Building your last name. Building your last name is actually creating a future for those who are coming up behind you, after you, okay? That's creating your legacy. A lot of individuals want to call it legacy. But if you don't have if you can't educate them to help them to see greater, even with what you've created, to build a greater for the future of them. The word says to create an inheritance for your children's children, which means our grandkids. So I have grandchildren, and they really are some smart smart kids. But in the time that we're in, you guys, in the seasons we're in these days, these kids are already ahead of us. So we have to stay on our education game. We can't just feel like what we teach them is going to be enough, because technology is moving, okay? Technology is always growing and evolving. We're into a lot of the going and letting AI create content. They're doing sports. They are just competitive towards us, period. We complain about, you know, cashiers. We're upset about that. But it's made us so lazy. Technology has made us so lazy. And now we're at the place where we're upset about the evolving of them, that we are even at the place where you can't even blame them. There's a responsibility for you to still be able to do what you need to do so that your kids won't get left behind. So your grandkids won't get left behind, and their kids won't get left behind. Can't worry about if the world is going to be here. I know that was one of the things that had me stagnated, but you can't be concerned with that, okay? Your concern needs to be, will my children, grandchildren be able to survive in the new now, okay, in the new now that's coming? So your legacy is what are you leaving on their lips? What are you helping them to be able to speak or to share, to talk about? When they speak, do people listen? When they speak, do people believe what's coming out of their mouth? Are they encouraged? Are they empowered? Are they better? Are they just being around them? You know, do people enjoy listening to what it is that they have to say? What will your family share about you at the dinner table when you gone on home to wherever you going? I'm going on to be with the Lord, so I can't speak for nobody else. But what will your family members say? What will your grandchildren say about you to their kids, your great-grandchildren, your great-great-grandchildren? Like, what are the stories that will be told? We talk about Martin Luther King. We talk about Nat King Cole. We talk about Muhammad Ali. Like, we talk about all of these different people who have moved on. They've gone through their journey, okay? They've left a legacy for their kids. Even when we hear lately Kobe Bryant and his daughter, like, you hear these stories about, you know, how great he was and the strength of his mind to be better and stronger, how he studied people. You guys, you can do the same thing, but are you willing to sacrifice your time and effort and strength to be that great? There are kids who are doing it, but everybody is not going to be able to be sports like that. You're the young lady that just won the tennis match. Like, she's a world's greatest tennis player now. But tennis is not my thing. I don't keep up with it, but I do know that she was very young. She was 19. Can't think of her name. Probably should have got the research, but it's just something that came to my mind. Just thinking about how excited and proud her parents are of her, and that's something to be proud of. But you guys, everybody can't be number one, okay? I'm just sorry. And you definitely can't be number one in a sport. Now, there are teams that can be number one, because football, basketball, like, there's teams of people, but then they got the MVP, most valuable player. Like, they will single out individuals, okay? So it's the same thing that you need to do when it comes to your family. It's okay people talk about you, but what they say, you know, all up in our business, he always this and he always that. But at least they know that they can count on you. They can depend on you. Might get a sermon with whatever help you bring, but they just need to understand, y'all, we not doing nothing. We can't even match what they're doing, and all of us putting in something in the pot together. It's not a competition. It is not a competition. And I feel as though that is where our struggle comes in. We get so competitive because we want to be number one. And there's nothing wrong with having multiple number twos, you know, multiple number threes. Like, it be your best. And if you're giving your 100%, you are number one. You are number one. Some people will be number one in their family, but as far as a world standard, you number 3,072, okay? So you don't put that pressure on individuals. Do your best. Thrive to be better each day or each year God gives you. Thrive to be better. But always know, there's always somebody better than you. There's always somebody faster, stronger. Like, what's the track star, Bullet Boy, whatever his name is? He got beat out. There was a young dude, beat him, you know, the young lady. Forgive me, I don't know these names. Like, I am not a sports person, but I do try to keep up. But the Sha'Carri Richardson, I hope I'm saying her name correctly, because she checked old boy for saying her name wrong. But she went and did what she needed to do to be better, okay? Sometimes slapping your mouth and yap-yapping about what you're going to do, you don't know who out there. There's always somebody better, okay? Somebody faster, somebody stronger. Like, that's going to happen, because there are always individuals out there also striving to be number one. Then the next thing you know, you're number two, you're number three, you're number five, you're number 12, and then you're bumping on down, mainly because you're getting older. So there are categories, okay? There are always categories. So in your family, it's okay, you may not be number one at, you know, financially making $1 million a year. Maybe you make $82,000 a year. That's your bring home. But it's okay. Why? Because if you learn how to manage your money, then eventually you will get to the place where the person that's making $1 million, they bring home may not be $1 million. they bring home maybe $62,000 because they have deductions. You know, you don't know what's going on with people, right? Okay, so we have to taxes, you know, maybe behind on child support. Like, you don't know what's going on in other people's pocket. Keep up with yours. So these are things that I know I'm kind of going went on a little tangent, but branding, are you heads or tails? You know, or what are you doing to get your head in the game, get your tail out the air, and focus on what it is that you're wanting to do for you and your family, okay? What are people saying about you, your family saying about you at the dinner table? Now, I know folks are, I don't care. Well, you might need to start, because there are some things, yes, you need to ignore, but some things that are being said at the table, maybe they're trying to resolve some things, and you don't want to hear it. You know you are aware that you're messing up, but you're not trying to do anything about it. You're not trying to do anything about it. Your children don't want to talk to you. Your grandkids don't want to talk to you. Why? Because you don't bring anything to the table but heartache, pain, disappointment, frustration, anger. Like, there's things that – check yourself. Check you. And don't get upset when people are trying to help you, because usually family, usually, we might not know how to say some things to each other. There is an episode, y'all need to go back and listen to it, with Dr. Brad Johnson. The title of the episode is The Hard Conversation. And he shared some true things when it comes to people of color. You guys, we got to do better when we're trying to help one another. Like, don't take it so personally that you don't hear that person is trying to help, especially if you know that person is trying to help you. Don't be disrespectful. Don't get rude. Don't start pointing out their flaws, because they're already aware of their flaws. And if they're better than they were last year, definitely quit talking about them, you know, in that negative set. Quit putting them back in that box. If you see the improvement, you see they're doing better, maybe they went back to school, or maybe they got a promotion on the job, or maybe a better job and they moved away. You might be in your feelings because they moved, because that person was maybe the one that was taking care of the parents at the house, but yet y'all talking about them living at home with mama and daddy. You know, just that person can't win for losing. So watch what you say about each other at the dinner table when it comes to your family. Will your children be grateful that you're in their lives? Or will they mind being, I don't even know why you're here. You know, some people say, I'm better off dead. I'm worth more dead than alive. Well, you can change that. Your value of your presence should be more important than the monetary benefits that they would receive. You're going to leave them all of this money, but if you don't leave the knowledge of how to manage that money, you know, show them that they may not do what you're doing, but somebody got to take over the business. Go through that family. If you got a niece, a cousin, an uncle, a sibling, you know, someone who is interested in it, then groom that person. If your kids don't want it, then groom that person. And then you need to tell your kids, look, don't be mad when they're doing well and thriving and you in your feelings because I'm leaving the business because you don't want it. You don't want all of that hard work and all of that you're trying to leave for them to have stability and comfort instead of stress and struggling. They don't see it right now. So you got to make sure that you get that built up. So you got the new quarter. Is your head in the game or is your tail in the air? Which one is it? Okay, so let's talk a few little bit about before quickly. We're going to do setting your goals. Okay, so business goals, they're hard to set sometimes, but you guys, that's why the Lord even says write the vision and make it plain, because when God gives you an assignment, you got to write that down. And the reason he says make it plain is so you don't get to the place where you're trying to make it so elaborate. No. What he tells you, write it down. Keep it simple. And when you're done, then go through and look it over and see, okay, I need this to do this. He said get a block and build a deck. Get a block of land and just build a deck. He said nothing about making a house and all this extra. He said build a deck. Okay, that's for me. So you got to take it a step at a time. Go buy some property. Okay, got some property. Then the next thing may be what he wants you to put on the property. Then you go about learning how to do that. Once you get that done, then it's, okay, this is what I want you to do with that. And put this in there. You know, okay, now have this in there. Now I need you to learn how to do this. Because y'all with businesses, you got to continue to educate yourself, and you got to keep up with what's hot, what's popular, what's now. Now, I'm not saying get into shady and all of that, but there are enough people in your family that I do believe you could have a store for a family business. Instead of them trying to worry about trying to rent space or get space, maybe you got individuals who have a great something, but they can't do nothing with it because they're not educated, or maybe they don't have the funds to pay $1,200 a month rent. Maybe they could be with you, and you give them an amount to say, okay, you come in here, you work this many hours at the shop or in the store or at the restaurant, whatever, bust some tables, clean some tables, you know, cook the food, whatever it is you need to do with them. That's what you need to do with them and work that out as a family. And y'all come together, give them something, you know, so that they can at least make a living, too. You know, they're in there helping you out, but they got to get a salary. Don't just say, well, I'm going to let you put your stuff in here, so I ain't going to pay you. No. That ain't how we going to do this. Don't try to get free labor. Y'all work together to come up with an amount that everybody can be happy with, okay? So just write the vision. Make it plain so you can continue to track the progress that you're going to be making, okay? I recommend that you, sure of whatever that goal is or whatever that vision is, and they always do, some people say vision boards. Some people do digital vision boards now because it's just easier to keep up with instead of throwing it away. They're usually this massive cardboard. But write it down and then establish how you're going to accomplish it within a year. That's what you want. You're coming into the last quarter. Now's the time to prep for your coming up year. Okay, 2024 is 3.5 months away. So we want to make sure we're prepping for that. So break it down. And break it down in items. Like I said, if it's property that you need to get, locate the property. Do you have the funds? And if you don't have the funds, how are you going to go about getting the funds? The Lord will give you provision. But you got to still contribute. You get the property. Now you're moving towards going down the line with what God says to do with the property, what to put in the building that tells you to do with the property. Maybe it's a church. You know, what ministry, what group of people that you need to target, who's in most need in your community. Like, that's where you go with that. You have to have this written down, you guys, so you can make the accomplishments. And then make the goals attainable. You know, you'll get overwhelmed if not. You'll get discouraged if not. So make them attainable. God says make it plain, and that's what that means. Make the goals attainable. Get to where you use these younger kids. Teach them stuff. Teach them how to build. If you're a carpenter, there's nothing wrong with getting some of the kids that might be interested in building with you. Teach them. We got to groom these kids for down the road. A garden, y'all, gardens are going to be very handy here after a while. Okay, so let's go through a few things. Writing a book. This is something that you could do. Say, I don't want to do property. Maybe that's not what God gave you. Write a book. Write a book a year. Okay, and they say nothing about publishing it yet, right? You got to write the book. Edit it. Pay somebody to read it. Proof it for you. Okay. Have a workshop. If you're really great at something, have a workshop and teach some people some stuff. You know, write some articles. I've been in 3-4 magazines. So these are some things you can do quarterly, okay? They don't have to be all the time or if you do once a year, but you want to stay present. You want to make yourself start getting visible. Attend seminars and networking events. Y'all go to these events and support other people, okay? Do that monthly. Once a month, find somewhere to go. If you can't afford to be a part of it, go and support, period. That's where that is. A blog like I'm doing now. I'm supposed to have done this at 5:30 in the afternoon tomorrow, but I have things that I need to do. So guess what I did? I recorded it tonight, okay? So these are just things that I'm giving you to think about. Social media, stay on it. If you're going to be on Facebook, make sure it's productive. And do something every day. If it's just one something, if you post a picture, put a really great saying with an amazing pic or a video that you did or a live, go live and share something that's going to help people be productive. Be empowering. Be empowering and be a powerful tool in your circle, in your community. Planning tools, goals that you need to do for yourself, y'all. No, I can't stress that enough. But now I'm going to do four questions before we get on up out of here, okay? First question is, what are the benefits of completing whatever goal that you set for yourself. We did it at the top. What are the benefits of completing the goal that you set up? Whatever you're doing, what's the goal? How is it going to help? Who is it going to help? What's the goal? Then what will you gain from finishing this goal or a task or a book, whatever, right? Number two, what will you gain from finishing this? Is it monetary? Monetary? Will you get a certificate? Maybe somebody's going back to school or just what's your benefit? What are you going to get from it? Question number three, what will happen if the goal is not completed? Okay, so whatever it is that you've got set out for the year, if that goal does not get completed by the end of the year, what is going to be, what happens? You know, will you be disappointed, or maybe your child or kids are seniors and you didn't get the financial goal that you need for both kids to go to school? Your goal you set aside because you got off track. You lost sight of the goal. It wasn't attainable. Like, these are things that you need to think about. What happens if the goal is not completed? Who suffers from that? Okay. And the last question is, what will you miss out on if you don't do any of the three questions? The question is, what will you miss out on if you don't do those things, the goals, the plans that God has for you? Okay, what are you going to miss out on? The benefit of you completing the goals that God and the plans God has for you, y'all, it's going to benefit you so much. But why don't you do the things that God has assigned for you? Why aren't you reaching after goals and dreams that you might have? Okay, I have kids. Okay, I had kids too. I was a single parent for almost 20 years. They're grown. I have adult children now. And I'm a grandmother now. My son is married with three babies, three children. So my third generation is there. My children's children is here, y'all. And whatever I leave for them or pour into them before I leave this place, I want it to have value, even if it's memories. I remember Grandma did this. I remember Grandma did that. And Grandma used to tell me, she used to encourage me. Because my grandbaby, Brooklyn, that's my baby because she's the middle and I'm a middle, so I relate a lot to her. But anyway, she will get so worked up and so she just gets so angry if she can't do something, if she doesn't win. So I've taught her when she came here to breathe, take a deep breath, and just blow it out, and then try again. And so we were playing the bowling on my weed, and she was getting so frustrated. I was like, no. She said, breathe, and she take a deep breath. And when she did she had a strike. The girl was getting really good at it. I was like, okay. So she began to see, I just need to calm down. And I have to teach her, you won't always win, baby. We got to stop telling our kids that just because you put in an effort, you deserve the things that the ones that really did well. You're teaching those kids that what's the point? Okay, that's just like on a job. What's the point? Coming in every day on time, I do the best, you know, I get all my work done, I'm doing it well, and, you know, I don't cause any problems, whatever, and this person gets no recognition whatsoever. And then the person that's late all the time, you know, you're trying to encourage them by giving them little treats and goodies because they late all the time and they got this, well, they're going through this at home, and they, okay, I'm going through this. I got the same problems, but I get here. But those are two different people. And how people handle different things, they handle them differently, especially spiritually. And if they're not saved, they're going to handle some things differently. Some Christians are going to handle some stuff different as believers. Okay, so be encouraged, be empowered, and know that it's time for us to stop babysitting our own feelings. Stop babysitting our grown children. Stop babysitting our spouses and even our parents. We got to encourage our parents. You got to keep moving. You got to do it's things they can do other than, you know, bark out orders, okay? So we need to understand everyone has something that they can contribute. As in the church, it says a body the Christian body of the church, because everyone in that congregation can do something. They may not be able to fill that offering pan up, but they can cook. They can cut the yard. Maybe they can do oil changes and check the service, the vehicle for the seniors and single parents. Maybe they can teach some folks' kids. They can be a mentor to some children. But a big brother, big sister program, like there's things that can be done. We do vacation Bible school. Like there are ministries that are available there for us to be able to help one another. You guys, it's endless. It's endless. Okay, so that's setting your goals and just getting ready for the new year. The new quarter is right around the corner. Heads or tails, which one are you? Is your head in the game or is your tail in the air? Which one is it? I'm Madeline Bass, host of So Real with Madeline. Keeping it real daily, creating greater lifestyles by changing our status and raising those standards. And, of course, we're going to leave out with Want to Know Your Name by Quincy Howard. My son and Stephen Leslie. Want to know your name.
Whoa. Yeah. Where? Holy Spirit just moved. Oh, yeah. Hey, Holy Spirit just moved. Why be the camp? 2x2 the movement. Let's go. I wanna know your name, know your name, know your name, know your name. I wanna know your name, know your name, know your name, know your name. I wanna know your name.
I really wanna get to know his name. Not just for what season, like Christmas or holidays. I heard his name is Jesus, name higher than every name. And he can't be born and died for sins. What time to blame, since that's the case, and what a shame. That people nowadays, not even thinking of him, they living for selfish gain. Instead of hearing Jesus is the reason for the season, which is truth. I'm hearing by the men with toys, the clowns on roofs, give him the boot. Now can you please remind me, what's a Santa Claus to a rockabye baby? I mean rockabye baby, since a man now we're not a baby. You know he died, but he rose up, now lift his name up. His name's Emmanuel, I swear, no hell, won't even touch it. That's the end of discussion. I want to know his name, let my life be show and tell, so you can tell I know him well, it's in his name. I believe,
know
yeah.
Your name.
Whoa.
Know your name, know your name, know your name. I
want to
know your name, know your name, know your name, know your name. I
want to
know your name.
Picture perfect, I played the perfect picture. Drunk off the spit, yeah, I found the perfect liquor. High off his glove, yeah.